Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good day, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine. 7 a.m. on Saturday. Time to talk to your favorite handyman.
I'm so happy to talk to you. You've been my go-to guy for years.
So cozy up with your coffee or get to work. But whatever you do, keep that radio on and tuned in to House Smarts Radio with Lou.
Who's better than Lou? Nobody.
On Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good day, sunshine.
I'm warning you right now, I'm in a mood.
Good day,
a good mood. Sunshine. Hi, it's House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. This hour of our show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Okay, this is how I'm going to start things off. I was listening to the commercials, before my show. And you know the guy at Fix My Garage? He just did a commercial. His name is Jack Patak. Do you think that he's friends with Chris DePape from Guaranteed Rate?
No.
Right? Come on. Come on. Kleppen, you're with me, right? Christine DePape.
Definitely
Jack
friends.
Patak. They got to be friends.
They have to be.
Right? That's like the thing. Joe, don't you think? Like, hey, DePape. Or as we call her, DePape.
Is Jack Black a friend with them, too?
I mean, and Jack Black.
What about Frickin' Frack?
And Frickin' Frack and Jack Patak. Hi, I'm Jack Patak. I'm here with Frickin' Frack. And if you need a mortgage, go to Guaranteed Rate at Christine DePape, right? There's a whole, like a limerick. We could do a whole House Smarts WGN morning limerick.
Yeah.
If you need a garage that's about ready to fall on its back, you need to fix that garage and call Jack Patak. With me? Okay?
This has Dr. Seuss written.
Here we go.
It.
And now my mortgage is high. I need it to be lower.
A lower rate.
A lower rate from Guaranteed Rate. I need to call it. Chris DePape, right? Chris DePape, right? I mean, right now the phones are ringing. No, not here, but somewhere.
Something's ringing, all right. Something's ringing.
Something's ringing.
Oh, yeah.
Like someone in management's going, get turned, tell him, stop talking.
The bells.
Stop talking. The sales staff are going, no, Chris DePape, don't leave. Don't leave. Don't. No, Jack Patak. He knows Christine DePape. I'm telling you, they're friends and we don't even know it. It's like a love connection. I'm like Chuck Woolery. Well, maybe it's not good to be Chuck Woolery these days. We'll be back in 2-2. No one remembers that. Hi, boys. Hi, lady.
Howdy.
How's it going?
Morning. Yeah, nice
good
to
morning.
Have you all. It's a beautiful morning today,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah. It's lovely out there.
Did you have a lot of coffee this morning?
I'm working on it. I'm excited because this is our daughter Carmen, you know, who lives and works in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Has been living in this bubble at this place where she lives in, is coming straight to be with us for the week of
what?
For the week. She's on she's driving as we speak.
That is great.
I know. Yeah, so I'm super excited. Super excited to have her home. And so
is she listening right now?
I'm not sure. I'm going to wait because...
She's probably not anymore after that intro.
Right. Right. But she's driving in and, coming from New York, I guess there's a lot of weather coming this way. So hopefully she's being safe and coming, but we're very excited. And hopefully, if it all goes well, she'll be here for dinner.
She's staying for the week. She's driving as we speak.
It's like I don't even know you.
She's staying for the week. See, Joe's playing along. She's staying for the... What? Say it again?
She's staying for the week. She's driving as we speak.
When your garage is falling down and it looks on its back, you need to call Jack Patak.
We need a music bed underneath us right now.
I know.
Just don't start with there once was a man from Nantucket. Anyway, 877-213-4-LOU. Real quick, I was so sad to hear about the passing of Chadwick Boseman.
How about it?
Unbelievable.
I apologize, Don, I stepped away. I'm assuming you reported that this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The young man was only 43 years old. And I was reading last night as I was going to sleep. My kids were texting me, and you know, I remember seeing him in Jackie Robinson. He died on the anniversary of, or on the Jackie Robinson Day, and he played him in the movie, which is crazy,
right?
But this brave man was battling colon cancer throughout the filming of like some of the movies that we know him best from. And no one knew a thing. I mean, talk about grit and guts. Just unbelievable.
Yeah. And I mean, he just really, I mean, he was so good and only just blew up with Black Panther. But I mean, to hear from all his co-stars this morning about what talent he had and now finding out.
And it sounds like he was a really good person, too.
Right, right. And that he was struggling with that. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's horrible.
Horrible. Just horrible. The one thing with, and this is just a quick thing. So colon cancer is something that is an awful disease. I've had dear friends of mine pass away from it. Chadwick Boseman and I did as well. When you get to that certain age, there's times where you need to go to the doctor and get a colonoscopy. And I know a lot of people are nervous about that. You need to go do that, and it's not a big deal. And it is one of the best ways. I mean, obviously, you're going to talk to your physician and make sure that you're the right candidate to get that done. But if there's any history there, or I believe now the age is, 50 years old or something like that. And if you've never had one, cancer stinks. There's another word, but it stinks. And colon cancer is very aggressive. And getting the proper diagnosis early, if that's there, is your best chance to fight it. So if you've ever been on the fence about that and you're worried about it, I have had a couple of them, and it's no big deal. It really is not. You don't even know it's done, and you get apple juice and graham crackers when you're done. I mean, that's
sign
pretty
me
good
up.
To me. Sign me up, right? Graham crackers and apple juice. And let me tell you, because you haven't eaten the whole day, the graham crackers are the most delicious thing you've ever eaten.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh, is this a steak? It's like a steak. It's like at the best steakhouse.
Yeah.
And it's a graham cracker.
That's why I like giving blood, too. It's the juice and the cookies.
It's the juice and the cookies, right? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the phone
calls.
It's
going to be a long show.
It's going to be a long show. What we've learned so far, Jack Patak, Christine DePape. If they're not friends, we need to get those two together. Like, when we can go and have lunch, we're going to host a lunch, and I'm going to bring those two together. Jack Patak. It's like, remember when Letterman hosted the Oscars like 100 years ago, and he introduced Uma Thurman and Oprah? And he's like, Uma, Oprah, Oprah, Uma. This is my moment. 877-213-4LU is our number. Our first call this morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Let's go to the phone lines right now and talk with Jim, who's in Lamont. Jim, I'm sorry that you had to hear all of that. Thank you for calling. Hello, Jim. You're on House Smarts Radio.
This is Joyce in Kankakee.
Oh, hi, Joyce in Kankakee. Well, then, thank you, and I'm sorry that you had to hear all that.
That's okay. I can be Jim for a while.
How can I help you, Joyce?
Well, first I want to thank you for all the things that you've helped me with over the years of listening to your program. You're invaluable.
Oh, thank you.
I have a problem with water in my basement for the first time in 19 years that I've lived in this house. I don't have a drain or anything in there, but with these monsoons that we've been having, I'm experiencing this. I've had estimates from both PermaSeal and U.S. Waterproofing, and they range anywhere from 9,000 to 16,000 to put in drain tiles and a sump pump.
Okay.
But they also both require that I remove the asbestos tile 3 feet around the perimeter of my basement. That's going to cost me thousands.
Right.
I'm 71. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford this. I'd have to take out a loan against my house.
Right, right.
I have three choices. I can take my chances that it won't happen again in the future, but the anxiety every time it rains is driving me crazy.
I know.
Not mentioning I have to move everything out of my basement to clean it. I've also come across a product called either Dry Track or the Beaver System. Are you familiar with that drainage system that goes around the perimeter and drains into the sump pump.
Okay, you have an existing sump pump, correct?
No, I have nothing in my basement.
Okay, all right. Well, then none of that. Okay, a couple things. The asbestos tile, you know, obviously aggravates the situation from an added cost perspective, and I get all that. But so what I'm hearing as you're talking to me, Joyce, is the anxiety that comes every time it rains. And so I guess the first question you have to ask yourself from a standpoint of how to get this fixed correctly is, what is your plan, God willing? Are we staying in this house, you know, until we're done?
Yeah, I'm staying in here till they take me out in a body bag.
All right, so let's, and if you're...
I'm hoping it to be here at least another 10 years,
okay.
God willing.
Okay, so that's A, number one, what we're going to start with. And if you, now there's a lot of different companies out there that can come and waterproof your basement. I am connected to PermaSeal, not only on this radio station, but I also help to promote their business and what they do. And
they've been out. They're one of the ones I got an estimate from.
Correct. And I know that when they do the work for you, it'll be done correctly. Now, I can't, you know, I'm not disparaging anybody else, but for them, I can speak that they will get the work done properly. But you got to get the asbestos abated. And I think you'll be surprised that abatement of that tile isn't going to be as expensive as you think. It'll add cost to it, but when you get this done, you'll have a transferable warranty, and you'll also have no anxiety for the next 10 years, God willing, the next 15, 20 years that you live. And as we both know, as we get older, we want to simplify our lives. We don't want to have to worry about things. And so if there's a way to finance the thing that gives you that peace of mind from a standpoint of it being dry and not worrying about it, and it's not anything that financially puts a burden, an undue burden on you, it's something to consider. I worry that if you try for these, oh, this will work, I see this on the internet, whatever. None of that.
Well, PermaSeal does install one of those systems, the Dry-Track system.
Right, but that's an added, that's all part of the system going in for your sump pump. It's like a,
right, and I understand I have to have a sump pump installed, right. But the dry track would not require me removing the asbestos.
Oh, so they would. So with the dry track, they would just put it along the wall to channel it in there. Well, if they're going to do that, I'm familiar with the dry track, but I thought that they still had to cut it out. But they're going to put it right there and not have to do it. If they're going to do that,
right.
If they're going to do that, and they're going to give you the warranty as well to keep the basement dry, then go for it. That's what we want, the transferable warranty, and we want the, and the other companies do this too. I'm not, again, the other companies do that as well. But I do know that with PermaSeal, you will get that transferable warranty. And if that dry track avoids you doing the asbestos and not having to remove that, and they say, hey, this is going to work, Joyce, and it's not going to cause a problem, then I have zero issue with you having that put inside your home to keep you dry and give you that peace of mind. Joyce, thank you so much for the phone call. Good luck with that. I hope it all works out and you're high and dry in the basement. Thanks so much for the phone call. I need to tell you about Gilkey Window. It's me, Lou Manfredini. You know, one of the things that drew me to the Gilkey Company is the fact that they're a family-owned company. Also, Gilkey sells their windows directly to consumers, which means there's no middleman markups. This allows Gilkey to build a better, more energy-efficient window at an exceptional value, so you reap the savings. Right now, take advantage of their buy one, get one 50% off offer. Take $700 off patio and entry doors, or no money down and no interest for 12 months. This is an important thing that I want you to remember at the beginning, I tell you. Gilkey builds their own windows, and then they sell their own windows. When you're talking and getting bids from other people, ask them, hey, who makes your windows? Because I'm telling you, they don't. They buy them from somebody else and put them in. You can visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday, and in Palatine, open 7 days a week, even Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more, to set up a free no-obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3-GILKEY. That's 888-3-GILKEY. Or you can check them out online at gilkey.com. You can choose vinyl or you can choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey. All right, it's 7:25 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Oh, I got to remember now, you know, we have a whole new thing we're doing here at WGN. Now we have news at the top and the bottom because we're all about the news, which I'm happy. I like news in every half hour because I think it's important. I do. I am sincere about that. You'd think that Jack Patel... Anyway. Hey, 30 years ago, a young Dave Rampage entered the carpet cleaning industry, working for one of the large discount steamer companies, but they encouraged employees to rush jobs, right? Cut the corners and upsell the customers. Dave knew there was a better way. So he started his own carpet cleaning company, one built on trust and honor. Well, three decades later, Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is Chicagoland's premier carpet cleaning company, providing a level of clean no one else can deliver. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. Can I tell you my carpet cleaning story real quick before we get to news? So I was,
please.
I left Milliken the second time, so I'm 21 years old. I moved to Milwaukee, living with Mike Jakubowski, and I went to work for a carpet cleaning company. I was driving a 1978 Honda Accord, which was very rusty, but it was a great car. And I would put the carpet cleaning machine in the back of the car. I would lift this big machine up, and I would go clean carpets. And the trick that Dave Rampage doesn't like doing, now this is back in the 80s, you would add a dye in the color of the carpeting to literally color the carpeting. And so you would clean it, but then you'd go back over with the dye, and you'd almost, it's like you're coloring someone's hair. Right? And I was like, well, isn't that cheating? No, it looks great. Yeah. People love it. You know, like the guy was showing me how to do that. I'm like, yeah, but it's not right. Had I met Dave Rampage years ago, I'd be partners with him on the Executive Green Carpeting. We sort of are now, because if you need your carpets cleaned, you got to call these people. They do an amazing job. An amazing job. Okay. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. And as we mentioned, there we're changing things up a little bit, and we are going to do news at the top and the bottom on weekends as well, so you get informed. And let's go to WGN Radio News right now.
Over the years, much like a fine wine, people age and they gain their knowledge and expertise about their home as they live in it over time.
I have a pocket door that is off the track and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open so I can get into the bathroom.
Others, like me, need people like Lou.
I got a flat roof that I want to extend the life of it.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live about any questions you have about your home.
We got a cast iron sink and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. She was off a week, so she doesn't know when to not speak. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go back to your phone calls. And Sue, we're going to get our House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design-build company for kitchens, baths, additions, and siding and windows. You'll receive a $1,000 app gift card with a full kitchen remodel. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th. Hey, Sue, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou.
How may I help you?
Need a new kitchen faucet, and my son-in-law told me get the kind with the sprayer built in to the faucet.
Okay.
I thought when they first came out, they didn't get good reviews, so I wanted to know your opinion on them, if you think that's a good option to go.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. They, the design and the style, I think that you just need to stay with the right kind of brands, and so Moen makes some really nice pull-out spray in a bunch of different styles, whether you want chrome or stainless steel or brushed nickel. It all depends on, you know, the style that you want. Some have a handle on the front. Some have a handle on the side. Kohler makes a really nice line of pull-out sprays. And then, quite frankly, one of my favorite is Growy. Growy makes really, really good products, and I have zero issue with you using any one of those manufacturers, and I think you'll be happy with it. You just got to choose the style that you like. And, you know, the other big thing, too, Sue, is that the arc that they have is part of the design. So you can either have one that has a very low arc that comes across there, or has kind of goes up like a gooseneck and comes down, gives you a little bit more room when you're working in the sink. I personally prefer those, but that's entirely up to you.
Yeah, no, I was hoping to go for something that goes higher up and comes down, like that gooseneck. How do you spell that last brand that you recommended,
Grohe? Grohe is G-R-O-H-E. G-R-O-H-E. You typically will only find that at plumbing supply stores. It's not something that you'll get at a big box or even a hardware store. But the Moen and the Kohler, Moen for sure you could find, and even some of the Kohler stuff, even though you think of Kohler on, you know, for China products, they do make really good valves and faucets and whatnot.
Yes. Okay, that sounds great. I don't know if I can ask you one more quick question about my toilet.
Sure.
Okay. I clean this toilet, and I put those tablets with the bleach in the tank, but I still, after a while, this black stuff just comes out the holes underneath the rim. And
that could be an issue with the actual guts of the toilet. And so the flush valve, which is the thing that the flapper is connected to, there's a washer that goes around that, that seals between the tank and the bowl. And sometimes over time, that can start to deteriorate. And so if you open up the tank and you look inside there, and you were to take like a Scotch-Brite pad, or even a, you know what, do you have a brush that you use in the sink, you know, for cleaning pots and pans, you know, like one of those kitchen brushes? Take that inside there and go around the perimeter of that washer and clean that up and see if you get stuff off of that. While you're in there, clean that flapper. Remember, that's all clean water down there, and you can clean the flapper and where the flapper seals. Get that all cleaned up. And then also there's a little washer on the fill valve. That's the part where the water comes up into the tank. There's a little washer down there. If you clean that up a little bit and you flush the toilet a few times, that may solve the problem. If it doesn't, then you need new guts of that toilet, a new fill valve and a new flush valve, which will mean you have to take the tank apart to do. But if you replace both those parts, I don't think you'd have any issue with it.
Okay. When you say clean it, just scrub it. Don't use any product.
I mean, if you wanted to pour a little dish soap in there, you could, but you don't need to. Just water's fine.
Okay. Oh, I appreciate your help, Lou.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you so much. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Len, who's in Chicago. Hey, Len, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. We just want to thank you for all of the information you provided to hundreds of people over the years. It's been great.
My pleasure.
Hey, I have a two-flat on the northwest side of Chicago. I live on the first floor and redoing the second floor. And in the kitchen, I have radiators. And so with the flooring in there, that kind of dictates what kind of flooring I can use. In the past, I would just use 12 by 12 vinyl tiles, and I can cut around the radiator legs. You know, were you talking about, like, luxury vinyl planks in the past? But you can't use those in a situation where you have radiators, right? Because you can't cut around the radiator legs.
Sure you can. Let me ask you this. Look, if you want to solve this problem once and for all, you could disconnect that radiator, and you could pull it out, and you could fix all that flooring, and you could even put that radiator up on some pedestals so that it made life easier for flooring. So you could put square pads underneath the legs, so it would make life easier to cut around and make it, you know, so then it would be, you know, you'd have probably just enough room to put a little 3/4 inch pad underneath each foot so that it raises it a little bit, and then you can cut the flooring around it. But the luxury vinyl tile, you can cut around the radiators, no problem.
The legs, how do you... Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Or how about this? if you really want to do this, do the flooring and put a radiator cover over it. And that way, you can extend the flooring around there. You don't have to be so meticulous around the legs. And you can buy a really nice radiator cover that still allows the heat to come out, okay? And then you've got a nice finished, you know, metal. Most of them are metal with a little mesh on the front of it. And the finished product will look fantastic.
Oh, I see.
See, and then the cover covers everything. It covers the valve and the return. You measure it, whatever the width of the radiator is, and you measure that, and you buy them. They're probably $200, $300, depending on what you choose. But then you do your flooring, do your luxury vinyl. Don't put the flooring under the radiator, but just kind of cut around it. But you don't have to be as precise around the legs because you're going to put the cover over the top of it, which will then fill in around the floor. Capiche?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, like the vinyl planks, they're not pliable between the first. First, I just want to mention that.
It is.
Connecting the radiators in the past. If I've done that, it's been always a problem reconnected again.
No, and I get that. And then it causes, you know, you got to drain the system, whatever. But the luxury vinyl, while it is a rigid product, you absolutely can cut it and, move it around, as you click it together. It takes a little bit of doing, but if you're looking for a higher level of performance out of a floor, I would absolutely suggest that for that remodel. And think about a radiator.
Okay.
Think about a radiator cover.
Okay. A quick question. I'm putting in a new kitchen sink, and so when I do put new flooring in, no matter what type of flooring it is, do I put the flooring in and then put the new kitchen sink over that flooring, or do you put the sink in and then cut around, put the flooring around the new kitchen sink?
You mean you're putting a new sink cabinet?
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, a new sink cabinet. Yes.
With a luxury vinyl floor, I would prefer that the flooring goes to the cabinet. And the reason is you do get expansion and contraction by expansion and contraction from those floors. And it'll cause a buckling problem if you put the cabinet over the top. So put the cabinet down. Make sure you have the space between the between the cabinet. You need about a half inch or so to allow that expansion, and you'll put a piece of shoe rail or something there to finish it off.
Okay. And if I go with just the good old 12x12 vinyl tiles, that do you think could go underneath the sink if I go that route?
If you do the vinyl, I would just go under a little bit. Now you don't have to go wall to wall.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information. Appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:44 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Jewel Osco is now offering free flu shots in the pharmacy. Get yours today and earn 10% off your next grocery purchase with any immunization. Some restrictions apply. Get more details at jewelosco.com/flu. Lou?
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is nothing that is wrong wanting you to stay.
If you want to get a flu shot, you need to do Lou.
You've got somewhere to go. Won't you make
flu, Lou, right? Or limericks coming up on House Smarts Radio, 7:47. I'm sure Joe Brand is feverishly writing them down. He'll have some for us coming up later on. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4-LOU. You know what rhymes with Lou? Sue. Hey, Sue. Sue, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou.
Hi,
Lou.
Hi there.
Long-time listener. I've listened to you forever. First-time caller.
Thank you.
So, have a question for you. I bought a condo in Chicago, and it has popcorn/textured ceilings throughout the unit. It's like 1,250 square feet.
Yep.
And I'm getting varying opinions. I want to get the texture removed, and I'm getting varying opinions. My first place I went is the NARI website, because I know you always recommend that. And I put in, like, popcorn ceiling removal, and nothing came up as far as anybody who would do it.
That's kind of narrow.
I talked to a couple painting places. The one guy said he would do it, but he never got me anything in writing as to a quote. Another place won't come out to that area. I've interviewed, like, four contractors, a couple who advertise on your program, one who's a sponsor of your program. And I'm waiting for estimates on them. But what is the best way? You know, it's gone from, well, you can wet it down, scrape it off, then...
There's no easy way. It is a labor-intensive project. And the, for me, and we've done projects over the years with popcorn ceiling, what has always been, it worked, and it's a huge pain in the rear end, is you get what's called a baker scaffold, which is a rolling scaffold. And you spray the surface with a pump sprayer with warm water, maybe a little TSP or something like that to loosen it. And you take a wide scraper and you start scraping it. And you scrape it and you sand it and it goes all over the place. Then you come back and you have to skim coat typically the ceiling. Because the popcorn ceiling is a cheat. The reason they did that is that they sped up the process when they're building condos. I don't have to finish the ceiling as well. Because I'm going to throw this popcorn up there, and it's going to blend everything together, and you're done. So,
and it's going to cover all the imperfections and stuff like that, because the one guy said it's a concrete ceiling above it, and this is an easy way to cover all the imperfections and the unbalances in the ceiling.
Okay, so then if it's a concrete ceiling...
That's what the last guy that I talked to told me.
Right, so then the issue there is, you know, is it even worth... skim coating it all with the concrete. I mean, you're not going to know until you get it all done. What part of the city are you in?
It's in the South Loop area.
Okay. I mean, you're going to be looking for painting contractors, and it's a job that most people don't want.
That's why I'm
because they can't charge you enough for it. In other words, they'll do it, but they'll charge you an arm and a leg. Are you living in the place yet or no?
No. I just closed on it like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So I'm not living in it.
Let me do this. Hang on a second, because I may be able to get you one person to call. I'm gonna see if I can put you on hold on there. Let's see if this works. Nobody. Five. I can do that. Okay. Hang on a second, and we'll get you some information. Don't go away, and I'll see if I can figure out how to help you with that. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Megan in Chicago. Hey, Megan, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. I am calling because we need to get a screen replaced or repaired for one of our windows.
Okay.
Where to get that done?
Where do you live, Megan?
I'm in Chicago.
What part of the city?
Not far from your Ace.
That's where you're going to go. Now, full disclosure, I own an Ace Hardware store. Actually, we own two of them in Villa Park and Edgebrook, and they do screen repair there. So you just have to take it in, and they will measure it out, and they will tell you what the price is, and you pay in advance. The reason you pay in advance is that if you don't, no one will ever come back and get your screen. So once you pay for it, people come back and get them. Otherwise, we have a gazillion of them left. And the store is open right now until 5 o'clock today. So you absolutely can go there to get that done. Megan, thank you so much for the phone call. 877-213-4LOU. This is it Kamlesh in Vernon Hills?
Yes. Yeah, hi, Lou.
Good morning.
Dr. Lou, I have a question for you. We are replacing roof this week, and what would be your recommendations for brand, style, grade, and how would I know which is a better quality shingles?
For a new roof?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of different manufacturers of roofing material, and it all has to do with the style that you like. Architectural shingles are what they call a solid shingle. So the actual shingle itself is a It's not a three tab, but it's more solid and it's thicker. I think visually it looks better, and I think that performance-wise, it is a it's a better choice as well. Now, within architectural shingles, you've got manufacturers like GAF, CertainTeed. There's a company called Elk, another company called Tamco. Those are all really good manufacturers of roofing materials. But I will tell you, Kamlesh, that while the roofing material is important, it's the quality of the roofing contractor that you're going to get to do the work. We are fortunate enough to have a couple of really good sponsors here on my show that have been around a very long time, both Lindholm Roofing and Rogers Roofing, that you can contact and get bids from them, and you can decide, you know, who you prefer to work with. And there's another organization called the National Roofing Contractors Association, NRCA.net. And you're up in Vernon Hills. You're up in Vernon Hills. You can plug in your zip code, and you can find other roofing contractors that are up there as well. But you would be wise, in my opinion, to start with both of those folks to get estimates from them, and they'll take you through the the different manufacturers that they use. But if you talk about any one of those, it's all about doing the work the right way. And I'm not a big fan of tear-offs. I'm a big fan of tear-offs. I'm not a big fan of re-roofing because you're just covering up the problems. And I think that it just doesn't serve you well. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:55 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Quick reminder, 2020 marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. It's amazing. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show. And in honor of my anniversary, I'm giving you the chance to win some of my favorite things. And I was a guest on Bob Collins' show, but it was Roy Leonard that really helped me immensely. I was listening to John Williams this week. He had his son, Kelly Leonard, on, and there was a conversation a little bit about Roy. He was just a peach of a man, just a terrific man. And I owe such a debt of gratitude to Roy Leonard, for sure. Each week, we're going to feature a different product or service that you can win. Last week, we gave away a $750 certificate to DeckTech, the leader in deck restorations. Congratulations to our winner, Sandra Tobolik of Plainfield. This week's prize is a prize package of indoor and outdoor easy-to-use cleaning products from Wet and Forget, worth over $200. Wet and Forget's products work so you don't have to. From outdoor moss to indoor mold, the Wet and Forget line has something to get the job done. Enter to win at WGNRadio.com/contests. That's WGNRadio.com/contests. The contest ends tomorrow, Sunday, at 11:59 p.m. So submit your, right after the Sunday standards, submit your entry today. Sponsored by Wet and Forget, life's dirty, clean, easy with Wet and Forget. And stay tuned next week when we announce the winner of next week's favorite things. That tone you heard meant it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on How Smarts Radio. What's love
got to do? I love you people. This hour of How Smarts Radio, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Ace Hardware, 877-213-4-LOU. Before we get back to your phone calls, Joe Brand, I think I saw a tweet from you after the Lucas Giolito's no-hitter, where you had found somebody had taken the calls of all three, I think it's three broadcasts of the no-hitter and compiled them, one of which was our own Andy Mazur. And I was thinking you, my memory serves, you had the opportunity to call a no-hitter for the
Kane County Cougars.
Kane County Cougars. Right?
I've been lucky enough. I have called four no hitters.
Well, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Well,
and I tell everybody when I bring that up, I had nothing to do with the no hitters. I was just lucky to be in the same vicinity of them.
No, you didn't hit. You did not hit.
That's true.
Them.
Yeah.
So
all right.
There's something.
Wait. Now I'm curious. Now, is it more prevalent in the minor leagues?
I guess maybe, but it's still hard no matter what. I mean, I called a perfect game 3 years ago for Kane County, and it was their first perfect game ever.
Which is no runs, no hits.
No base runners at all. 27 up, 27 down. A no-hitter is just, it's not just, it's but it's a game with no hits.
Right.
Which is what Lucas Giolito threw, but I think he had one walk and that was it, so it was nearly a perfect game.
How in the history of Major League Baseball, any idea how many no-hitters there have been?
There's over 100, I know that. And then
and baseball's been around since the 1800s.
Yeah, the late 1800s. There's only been like 20-some perfect games.
Wow. And he was one batter away from that.
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, the tweet you're talking about, it is really cool. It's by White Sox Talk on Twitter. And yeah, they combined Andy Mazur's call here, right here on WGN Radio, Hector Molina's call, who's the Spanish play-by-play broadcaster for WRTO, and then, of course, Jason Medeni on the television broadcast for NBC Sports Chicago.
Okay, it's real quick. I know it's real quick, but could you play it so that people... So this is the three different broadcasts of the no-hitter. This is the final inning, the final out, correct?
Yep. Ready?
Hey, listen.
And the pitch to Gonzalez. Line shot into right, coming in. His angle, he's got the ball. And this one's over. And Lucas Giolito has thrown a no-hitter here at Guaranteed Rate Field.
That's Andy Mazur. Here's the Spanish.
Line drive right field.
I take that back. This is Pittsburgh.
For Lucas Giolito.
Lanzamiento. Levanta. Un batazo que se lleva a Damián el juego sin hit y carreras. Un tiro hacia la banda derecha, pero ahí estaba Adam Engel. Los Medias Blancas ganan el juego con marcador de 4-0. Lucas Giolito lanza un juego sin hit ni carrera.
On 0-2. To right field. Adam Engel is there. A no-hitter. The 19th in White Sox history.
So very cool stuff, huh?
I'm going to tell you, the Spanish broadcaster, I have no idea what he said, but I got so excited.
Jazzed up, man, every time.
Right? I mean, he is, like, when the ball is going, he's like, with his voice, he's going, like, he's following the ball into the guy's mitt, and it's so, when you tweeted that, and I listened to it, I listened to it twice. I mean, I'm super happy for everybody that got to call it. What a great honor, really, to be part of that. It's a nice little piece of history. And to your point, Joe, none of you did a thing, but
it is one of my favorite things that they do when, like, when championships are won or no hitters or perfect games, they combine all the calls and just the highlight
so
of
cool.
It. It's very, very cool.
Very cool. Thank you for pulling that up. I appreciate that. 877-213-4 Lou. 877-213-4568. This is Judy in Big Rock. Hi, Judy. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou.
How can I help
you?
How
are you?
I'm good. How may I help you this morning?
I've got a couple questions. First of all, our garage door is sticking, and it's been going on for a while. We've had them out three times. It's a Morton building, and they say sometimes the weather stripping can stick on those.
Okay.
And so we're just, like, it grabs, and... and we can't really use our clicker now. You have to go inside the garage and hold the button down to get it to open and close.
And when you say we've had them out, is that just like a handyman service or
a garage door
company?
Yes.
Okay. So we were joking a little bit earlier this morning. There's a sponsor here on WGN that I'm joking about the guy's name because Jack Patak, but their company is Fix My Garage, and I think if you go to fixmygarage.com, they're not just a door person; they're like the whole thing. And so, in other words, like the door guy going, "Hey, lady, nothing I can do. You know, it's not my fault. It's this and that." these guys at Fix My Garage will come in and say, all right, look, this is what's going on. We can adjust this, we can do that, and we can fix this. And so how about you give them a try as a source so that you can use the clicker and you don't have to get out? What's the purpose in having an automatic garage door if I got to get out and open it up from the inside?
Right, right.
Right?
Yes. Is there anything we could try on the weather stripping first to clean it?
Well, sure, you can clean it, but I mean, if you want to clean it, then just literally take dish soap and warm water and a rag and wipe it all down. But my guess is that weather stripping needs to be taken off and readjusted.
Okay.
Do you heat this garage?
No, it's detached.
Okay, so I mean that it's not super important that this is so tight that we're trying to block every, you know, it's important that it's there to keep rodents out and things like that, but I don't think that it's critical that you have it so tight that the door doesn't work. And somebody like this fixmygarage.com should be able to help you.
Okay.
You had a second
that
question?
Sounds good.
You had a second question?
I do. I know you redid your son's kitchen with a product called Beyond Paint.
I did.
And I'm just wondering, did you like how it cured and everything?
So I'm going to be completely honest with everyone on this, and I alluded to this morning, I think, on my New York show. So the thing with this Beyond Paint product is their instructions are that you only wash down the cabinets with a degreaser. And it went against my better judgment, but I tried it anyway. And it took a really long time for the product to cure. Longer than I thought. Now, they do say it can take up to 30 days. But our son, Quinn, was, and he's like, man, Dad, you know, we hit these cabinets and it nicks here and there. Now, this was back in April. Yeah, April. And, so now we're in almost September, but probably by June, and I'd been back there and I was really curious. I wanted to sand it down. And I think that if you're going to use it, if you're going to use any product, I'm going to go with what my gut tells me. And whether you use I have no problem with the Beyond Paint, other than I think you still need to lightly sand the finish to open it up to get more grabbing power by the finish. It goes on super thick. The cabinets look fantastic. I mean,
uh-huh.
I even posted.
They do.
I posted the pictures and right afterwards, you know, and it was still soft at that point, but it looks amazing. And now it has cured. It almost feels like. It feels like the shell of an egg. You know what I mean? It has that kind of consistency to it. But it took a while for it to cure. And I equate that with the fact that I didn't sand it. And I think that had I sanded it and opened up the grain. So it isn't isn't that you got to go crazy, but just open up the grain a little bit and then wipe the cabinets down after that with just a damp rag, and then you could use this product.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds good.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate.
Hope you get out and enjoy this day.
Oh my gosh, it's a beautiful day. Absolutely, I agree. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, it's time to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. This week I got the scoop on the new trends Tom saw at the Kitchen and Bath Show. What caught my attention the most? New matte black hardware. Ever notice what a great accent color black is? It really makes every other color pop. And matte black is so cool and a chic color that pairs well with any metal you might already have in your kitchen or bath. And changing out hardware is such an easy, affordable way to give cabinetry that updated look. Come check it out and everything else that's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
877-213-4LOU is our number. 877-213-4568 is our number. Let's get a couple more calls in before we go to news. This is Tom in Wakanda. Hey, Tom, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. I've got a couple of questions for you, and I've heard you mention this in the past, the way to remove it. But in my shower, the tile flooring is yellow stain on it from the water. And I've heard you mention a way to remove that with a drill with the wire brush.
A drill, a drill with a nylon brush. And so you have like a ceramic tile? Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay. And it's grouted, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. I want you to buy a cleaner called Challenger.
Okay.
I want you to spray it onto that stain full strength. Let it sit there for 2-3 minutes. Take the drill brush on the end of your cordless drill and scrub it. It'll work itself into a froth. Let that sit for another few minutes. Scrub it again and rinse it. That is your best chance to get whatever that stain is out.
Okay, and can I use that same product on a bath that's not tiled?
Is it a porcelain tub?
Yes.
Yes.
And how about the glass doors?
Yes, I don't want it to sit there a long time. For the glass doors, would he have like a hazy buildup of stuff?
I do.
It's a different product that I really like for that called Bright and Clean, B-R-I-T-E, okay. Bright and Clean. You can get it at the hardware store. It's a powder. And you put that on a damp microfiber towel, and then you wipe around where the fogginess and the buildup of that, and it should bring it back to life. It really is an amazing product.
Okay. I appreciate it.
All right. You have your marching order, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is our number. This is Jim in Barrington. Hey, Jim, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Good. Not too much. So we have a set of front steps that are made of paver blocks and paver bricks, and 4 or 5 of them are loosened up. And we were wondering what the best product would be to like fix them back into place. I assume it would be some kind of adhesive.
These are on steps, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And so it's the top step, and 4 or 5 of them right at the edge are loose.
Yeah, that is like always that's the thing that I don't like about steps on pavers. You're constantly having to reattach these. So you will go to the hardware store, and they have tubes of, I think it's for paving stones, so it's an adhesive specifically for that, and I believe it's like PL400, I believe is the number. It's either 400 or 200. Mm-hmm. But it'll say paving stone adhesive. I want you.
Right. I saw that on the Wet Lace website. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to take those stones that are loose and take them out and turn them upside down because they're wet. And even though the glue says you can use it wet, I don't want you to, because you don't get the kind of adhesion. And it's just it's a pain in the butt. So turn them upside down so the sun can dry them. Take a brush or a broom and clean out any sand or debris that's in those pockets where the stone is going to go back inside. And then let that dry as well. When everything's dry, you know, relatively dry, it doesn't have to be, you know, like the Sahara Desert, but I don't want it to be damp to the touch. Apply the glue on both the bottoms and the lower part of the sides, and then squeeze them into place. There's got to be enough that it actually kind of spreads a little bit, but you want to keep the glue low enough in those pockets that it doesn't squirt up to the part that you see. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yes.
Okay, now, the other mistake that everybody makes is, I need some weight. So if you have a...
Okay.
If you have some 5-gallon buckets that you can put over the top of it and fill with water, okay? I need some pressure and some weight, and I need that to stay there for 24 hours. The combination of the dry paver stones, enough glue so that it spreads, and then the weight is what's going to give you a better chance of this lasting longer. I'm not going to give you a... this is forever fixed, because that front edge, because it's not supported and everybody steps right on the edge, it applies that pressure. It is going to be something that you're going to probably have to do in a few years again, but this process will have it last the longest. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk with a woman who goes by the title of Chief Creative Chick. These awards for some amazing design when it comes to buildings, not just homes that we live in, like a single-family home, but these developments, like apartment buildings, that I would live in a second. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News.
Now back to your handy helper, your Mr. Fix-It, your hardware hero, Lou Manfredini, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Come on to my house, I'm going to give you candy.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Come I'm Lou Manfredini, your host. You know, something as a person that has built and renovated a lot of homes, the thing that gets me so excited is really good design. Now, I would like to think that I have an eye for design, but I am in no way an architect, but I've built some pretty cool stuff. But there is a program that actually takes really good design and brings it to life, and there's a competition called Gold Nuggets Awards. Joining me on the phone line is Lisa Parrish. She is the Chief Creative Chick over at Team PMP Productions and the administrator of the Gold Nugget Awards that have been going on for 30 years. Lisa, welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about this competition that obviously has been around for a very long time. I had a chance to look at some of the entries and the winners, and my gosh, even the honorable mentions, I'm like, how does anybody make a decision on this? Because the stuff is just amazing.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Well, first, let me give you a little update. The Gold Nugget Awards is actually 57 years old, and we're very proud of that because it's the oldest and largest design competition in the nation and around the world. And I've been associated with it for 30 years, so I just wanted to clarify that.
Got it.
But on top of that, each year we receive over 600 entries that a panel of industry experts reviews to select our honorees. And every year, it just the competition and the design just ratchets up, and it's even harder for us to determine our slate of winners.
Oh,
so it's 3 days of a lot of fun looking at incredible products.
So tell me who's eligible to be part of this competition, and then who are the people that actually nominate these projects, and maybe also give us a little description of what we're talking about. Are these residential? Are these commercial? Are they a blend of both?
Well, that's exactly that. So this competition encompasses everything from commercial to industrial, to renovations, to new residential communities and custom homes. So every year we have entrants from around the world who submit into this competition. Now, the basis of our competition covers North America. That's the number one structure of where we're finding our entries. But we do have a group of categories that cover our international friends as well. And we do get a great deal of entries from outside of North America as well. And we have entrants that are builders, developers, architects, designers, interior merchandisers, and on. So it's quite fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when I looked through the digital book that you created and I looked at some of the designs, I mean, I think, you know, I'm a former home builder myself, and so primarily what I built during my time as a builder was a lot of traditional homes. However, I did get to do some more modern designs, which ironically for me is one of my most favorite. I really like that open floor plan. I like a lot of light. And my gosh, there's such a breadth of different looking designs and different kind of takes on things that it really you run the gamut with the entries that you had this year. And I was really struck by even the commercial projects. You know, when you look at like apartment buildings of the 50s and 60s, they were just these square boxes. There are some residential apartment buildings and condo buildings that are some of the most beautiful structures I have seen that obviously these designers and the builders really took their time to make them look as beautiful as possible. Like, you want to live there.
Oh, absolutely. Not only are they gorgeous from the outside, but once you get in the inside to the common spaces and then the actual units themselves and then the amenities, they're extraordinary. I mean, they're world-class resorts.
I think it's so inspirational, too, for a lot of homeowners, because I think the toughest thing for most of us is to visualize, right? And you're like, yeah, I want to do something different. Or even if you're working with an architect, maybe you don't have the vision. And taking a look at your winner's book would be such an inspiration for anybody thinking about a project that they may be doing. I just think it's great. You really are doing a nice job.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, we're the conduit of showing off the beautiful design and inspiring others to create. So it's definitely a passion of ours to showcase recognition on these wonderful designs.
I love that. All right. Now, if people wanted to take a look at the winners this year, or maybe learn about perhaps nominating a project that they're working on, how do they find this information?
Absolutely. So you can find us on the web, goldnuggetawards.com. And on our website, you can find not only our winner's book, our digital winner's book that features the images of the winners and credits, but you can also view our Award of Merit honorees, which gives you all of the finalists of the categories. And it goes even deeper. So it definitely is inspirational. It is exciting. And you can see a lot of where the trends are going for design for the future.
I'm telling you, you could do a book on just the finalists, because those are so amazing as well.
Absolutely. And it goes even deeper than that. I mean, there are so many things that just didn't even make it. So, yeah, it's super fun. It's eye candy for sure.
Right, right. Lisa Parrish, Chief Creative Chick at Team PMP Productions and Administrator of the Gold Nugget Awards. That's actually been around for 57 years. She's been there for 30. You started when you were 10, right? That's when you started working there?
That's exactly right.
Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on House Smarts Radio. I really do appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your day. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
What questions around your house are driving you crazy? When do I need to?
I don't know what to do.
Well, before you get to work on your to-do list for the weekend, call Lou.
Is there something I can help you with, Karen?
I hope so.
I'm sorry, we're completely out of time.
He's taking your calls live, right here, right now, on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-213-4-LOU. Told you, I'm very excited. My daughter Carmen is en route from upstate New York. Can't wait to see her. That'll be really fun.
So she's all week.
All week. Yeah.
She's here with you all week.
Yeah, all week.
That's great.
Yeah, very excited about that.
Hey, Carmen, drive safe. Buckle up.
Yeah, buckle up. Buckle up.
If she's listening.
Yeah, she says she's not listening. She's afraid I'm going to talk about her. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is John in Algonquin. John, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
How may I help you?
I have a ceiling. My basement is 89 inches tall, and we want to put a little workout room in there. We want to raise a section of it, about a 12 by 5 section of the ceiling up to about 93, because we want to put an elliptical in. I'm 6'2". If I put the elliptical in at the current height, I'll be hitting my head a lot. So my question is...
I got a little noise on. Hold on one second. Are you outside?
Yeah, let me go someplace where... hold on.
It's hard to hear you with the wind. Yeah.
I apologize.
No, that's fine. How is it you're going to raise the ceiling?
Well, I was hoping to cut the joist like 3 inches.
No.
Okay.
No. Well, I mean, unless you want to come into the basement from the top floor. You know what I mean? You're gonna weaken that. I mean, here's the thing. Your basement's finished or unfinished?
Finished.
Okay. So, you can't cut the joist. I mean, the only thing you could do potentially, depending on, you could box out an area where you would support it, but I don't know what's above it to support it. Your better bet would be, if you want to put an elliptical, and this would be a little bit more involved, is cut out the floor, dig it down, and depress it into the ground, which just sounds a little crazy, But if you really want to create that space, you know, depending on, is your basement dry? Do you have a sump pump, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, you could cut out a section of the floor, dig down.
Okay.
Like create a little foundation type of thing, pour a slab underneath there, and drop the... Actually, if you took a concrete saw, and let's say you cut a big rectangle the size of your elliptical, okay? And then then you dug down and pulled the garbage, the gravel out, the garbage, listen to me, the gravel out, and you cut that clean, then the thickness, about 4 inches of the concrete, which is what you should have, would basically be the side walls of this depression. You would dig down a total of 8 inches, maybe 9 with a little bit of gravel, pour 4 inches of concrete up to that point, and then you set your elliptical inside there.
Got it.
When you go to sell the house, when you go to sell the house someday, you know, if somebody's like, what'd you do there? You could pull the elliptical out and just fill it with concrete and bring it back up to level again and, you know, cover it with the finished floor. But do not, please do not cut those joists up above, because it's just going to be a structural issue that I don't want you to deal with. 877-213-4 Lou. This is Diane in Gray's Lake. Hey, Diane. Oh, Diane, are you okay?
No.
Did you fall down?
No.
Oh, all right. Just making sure you're okay. How may I help you?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. We have manufacturer windows, which means when we go to clean them, we push it down and then pull it in, and then you can clean the window. There's only screens at the bottom.
Okay, so they're single. Okay. They're single hung windows. You can only tilt in the bottom one.
Correct.
Okay.
And on, it's not the window ledge. It's not the sill, but there is a metal strip at the bottom of the frame of the window. When we sprinkle, we're getting water in on that slope something, I think it's called.
The sill?
The
outside, when you water, wait. So when you water the lawn?
Yes.
Why are we watering the side of the, why are we watering the side of the house?
Well, because we don't have a very big yard.
All right.
And I think in the winter we also get condensation on that sill. I'm used to wood windows where, you know, you've got the little things on the side that you pull up and down. This has got that ledge, and it's leaking water. We've done the weep holes, so I don't know if it's a problem with the window or it's just the fact that the water is hitting it somehow.
Well, okay, but remember this, okay? A window, you know, while a window is weather tight for the most part, it's not like a, it's not designed to be like a porthole in a ship. So okay. no, and that, and I mean, a lot of people expect
that sense.
Right. So I mean, if the water's coming at it from the butt, like, if, you know, so here, think about that. The sprinkler that you're hitting the house with, the water's actually hitting it kind of from the bottom going up. Okay, the window's designed to keep the water when it comes from the sky coming down. And, I mean, it could be that the weather stripping needs to be replaced, and that could be a problem. Or it could be, you know, one of the other things with this crazy pandemic, you know, first it was everybody buying all the hand sanitizer and toilet paper, and you couldn't find it to save your life, and you still have a hard time. Now, try finding a sprinkler. Maybe you need a new sprinkler that you can adjust better.
Okay, so... In other words, keep the water away from the house.
Are you getting water in when it rains?
I don't know, honestly. I mean, we haven't had... In the winter, we do get condensation and ices, but, you know, I don't know. That's why I'm like, okay, what do we do? And actually, our sprinkler is one of those fan things. So it is hitting the window from the top.
Right. Okay. Couple things. Maybe we got to replace some weather stripping on this window. Okay. Now, you don't know what the window, who made it or anything like that, right?
No.
Okay. There is a company that I've talked a lot about on the radio over time called Blaine Window Supply. B-L-A-I-N-E Window Supply. Okay. And somebody told me that they're moving. They've been in Stone Park forever, and I think they're moving somewhere. But you can order stuff online. And I have said said if they don't have what you need for weather stripping or hardware for your window, you don't need it.
Okay.
So
okey-dokey.
They would be a really good source for parts for this, and maybe you can find that weather stripping. But then let's also keep the sprinkler off of the side of the house because you're just aggravating the problem with that as well. Appreciate the phone call. 877-213-4LOU, 8:54 in the morning. It, you know, my problem is that when you, Lindsay, you know this. You know, you have worked with me for a very long time. And when people tell me not to say something,
don't do it.
Right? It just they say don't talk about this, like don't say it. It's like
a moth to a flame.
No, it's like when a horse somebody's riding a horse and they use that crop and they kick it in the butt. You know, it's like you keep kicking me in the butt and I'm sooner or later going to react. I just don't.
Do it.
She just won't let me. I'm just really excited that my daughter's coming. I'm just really excited that she's coming. I haven't seen her in a long time. And she just doesn't want me to talk about.
Take a break.
Bringing a special friend.
Take a break.
8:55 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Can I take one quick call before we go? What line would you like me to take? Line two. Okay, let's do line two. And line two is David. You're on WGN. Hello, David. Oh, hold on, David. David, you're on WGN.
Good morning.
How may I help you, sir, real quick?
How do I get rid of a mold ring in the toilet bowl?
I want you to scoop out a little bit of the water so the ring is exposed and not underwater. I want you to spray it with a cleaner called Concrobium Mold Control. And then scrub it. And then in the inside of the tank, I want you to scrub all the washers around the area on the flush valve and the fill valve and spray that with some Concrobium because there might be some material that's leaching off of that that's coming into that bowl, which is why you're getting that ring, and that should solve the problem. The key with the Concrobium is that it needs to sit there for a little bit, and then you scrub it, and it should clean the problem once and for all. Concrobium Mold Control, and you can find it at your local Ace Hardware store. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. Time now for WGN Radio News.
He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
Dave Plyer's got nothing on me.
Let me see.
9:10 in the morning.
Like on
this hour of House Smarts Radio is brought to you by Arnold Electric Services and by Dykstra Home Services. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone calls, and let's go to, one of my favorite places in the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. This is Carol. Hey, Carol.
Hi, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning. How's St. Petersburg, Florida today?
You know, it's bright and sunny, gentle breeze. We're very lucky we didn't have any of the hurricanes. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're all prepared, though.
That's great.
I bet.
Right, I bet. Well, how may I help you this morning?
I have a bathroom sink, and underneath the sink top where it meets the basin, it's got mold around there. So I want to know how to clean it and eliminate that. And should there be a seal under there where it meets?
There should. So What I would do is spray that area with a cleaner. Well, that sink, when it's connected to the countertop, actually should be caulked in place. It probably, back when they put that on there, they used something called poly seam seal, which was an adhesive caulk that's very common in the setting of sinks. And Mike Jakubowski used to love the way poly seam seal smelled. It sort of smelled like bananas. And whenever we were building and putting sinks in, he would go, he'd be sniffing the caulk. And I'm going, come on, let's get back to work. Stop sniffing the caulk.
I like that smell.
Right.
Now.
Yeah, right. It smells like bananas. And he loved it. And it was like one of those images I'll always remember. He goes, I love putting a sink in because I love the smell of poly seam seal. Anyway, scrub that out there with a little scrubbing brush and maybe some Concrobium mold control, which is a really good mold cleaner. And then what I would do is I would, if you can, take a sharp utility knife even. Maybe do this in advance. Take a sharp utility knife and cut out any seal that may be there first. Then scrub, okay. Then scrub it clean, okay? Then okay. you should have a little, you know, almost like an indentation, like a little cavity there between where the sink kind of curves up and the countertop. I want you to, when you're buying all these cleaners and you're going to your local Ace down there in St. Petersburg, you're going to go and ask them for a tube, like a squeeze tube, of a caulking called Cleans, C-L-E-A-N-Z. And they make it in a white.
Got it.
They
okay.
make it in a white and an almond, and it has an enzyme in it that will not allow mold to grow.
Oh gosh! And it's great. That's what I'm worried about. Yeah.
This is anybody in Florida should be using this stuff because it's amazing. You're going to squirt this in because it's latex based. Then you'll take a wet finger and you'll smooth it in so you get a nice clean finish all the way around. And you know, any extra that may get on the sink, just kind of wipe that off as well. And then don't use the sink, you know, for 24 hours while this sets.
Okay, that's no problem.
Okay.
Good. Now, you don't think it could go back, you know, I can see the front under there, the lip mm-hmm. under the basin,
mm-hmm.
or the top of the basin. I just worry that it's gone behind, you know.
Well,
Hopefully I'll just have to do super cleaning.
That's why the Concrobium has residual value. That's why I want you to scrape out what you can, then spray it with the Concrobium, then work it in with the brush to clean it. But then you'll get a little bit of that wicking in there, and it'll kill it. It'll find it and kill it and eliminate it.
Okay, that's all right. Great.
You got it.
I will stop at my local Ace. I go there all the time. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling. 877-2134-LOU. This is Rick, who's in Naperville. Hey, Rick, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I was watching you yesterday on WGN, and I was sort of mad because you were giving some good importance about our grass having problems, and Robin cut you short. And this isn't the first time she's done that.
Can I tell
you? Why don't they extend your time?
Can I tell you something? I think that Robin has something against me. I thought we were friends, and I honestly don't think she likes me.
I got to agree. this has happened before. You're telling us something important. That's why we're listening to you.
Right.
And they cut you off.
Right.
And it's not right. And one more thing. You know, you're on at 6:45 in the morning. A lot of people aren't up yet. How come they don't replay what you said later on, let's say 9 o'clock, because WGN News is not until 10? So why don't they replay you?
You know what? You're preaching to the choir, Rick. All I can tell you is that I am not in charge. I am just one of the gears, one of the teeth on the gears that turn. And, you know, if you want to write to WGN Television or send them an email, you're not the first one to say that. I'm happy to be part of it, and I try to do the best that I can as quickly as possible, but people are always like, I wish you could have more information. And but that's very kind of you to say, and I appreciate you watching and listening to WGN Radio. And, you know, no, I love Robin. I've known Robin a long time. It's not her fault. It's the people that are, you know, managing the show, and they're going on to other things that they need to get done. So that she's just like me, just doing what we're told to do, reading what they put in front of me. Let's go back to the phone lines, 877-213-4-LOU. Is it Lucia in Prospect Heights?
Correct. This is Lucia. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, Lucia. Come sta?
Bene, lei?
Bene, grazie. How can
I have a that's big all,
that's
problem.
All, that's all I can go. That, then you're going to get. You're going to cause me to. That's about the length of my Italian, unless I was in Italy and forced to do it. How may I help you?
We have a problem. In June, the air conditioned people came out and they checked it, and everything was beautiful. 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden, the compressor outside didn't work. I called the man out. He came out. He looked at it. He pulled out a little thing on the outside, and there was a mouse. He chewed up the wires. He electrocuted himself, so he had to change the wires and whatever is inside there. And last Monday, the same thing with the heat so high. All of a sudden, the air conditioner did not work. Thank God those people were super nice. They came out, and they came out, and they checked it again outside now. And the guy pulled out off the thing again. Another mouse went in there and chewed up the wire, and it's costing me big money.
Okay, what is the status right now? Do you have air conditioning?
Yes, we do. Right okay. now it is.
Okay.
The guy fixed it. Again, the mouses chewed up the wires, and they had to change the wires last Monday. Now, my husband and my dear friend next door, Jerry, went out and bought some wire mesh, and they put wire mesh all the way around, hoping that they don't get in. I bought magic, mouse magic.
Yep.
I bought all kinds of stuff, but then it rained, and I don't know. We don't know what to do.
Okay, so here's the thing, Lucia. The mouse magic is exactly what you need to do, and so that little sachet that you... that you put around the condensing unit, put a couple of them, like maybe four of them around there. They don't like that smell. Every 30 days, you need to replace it.
But do you sprinkle it on there?
No. No, because it comes in a little sachet, like it's a little package, right?
Yes.
You leave the package right next to it, okay?
You leave the...
Right, and so that smell, that odor, it emanates, and they don't like the smell. It's a repellent. You will eventually change their habits. And the other thing to do is, if you use some type of mouse bait, okay, do that away from the condensing unit. Like, draw them away. Like, the food source, they love to chew on the wires, but their rodents are creatures of habit, and so they're going to keep coming back there because... They were like, hey, remember Jimmy the mouse? Whatever happened to him? Oh, he went over there to go eat, and he never came back. And so then they go to check on Jimmy the rat, and then they go chew the wires, and then, hey, what happened to Billy? Oh, he went to go eat at the, you know, over at Lucia's house. She's a great cook, but the wires keep giving them their last meal, and it's not good. So feed them in another spot. Use the mouse magic around there. Put it every 30 days. You need to freshen that up every 30 days, and it will keep them away.
Okay, because somebody told me to put mothballs, cayenne pepper, which I did all of those.
No. All that is good, but the mouse magic is the one thing you want for the repellent.
Oh, okay. I will do that because I bought 3 boxes. I still have 2 more boxes in the garage, but I opened up the mouse magic and I sprinkled it all the way around.
Right, so that you won't have the constant. I mean, that works too, but the concentration you want, take a couple of the packets, put it on either side, in particular where the wires are coming in, and stick it in there.
Yeah, it's the condenser outside. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to try that. I love your show. I've been listening to you for 25 years since day one. And say molto bravo.
Thank you very much, Lucia. I really appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. 877-2134-LOU. It's 9:21 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Now back to
to Lou. He's taking your calls live right here on House Smarts Radio.
In the morning. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini. I want to thank my Aunt Lucia for calling in. Bob Ferguson said, you got to quit getting your relatives to call in, you know.
Staging those calls.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, come on. Self-preservation, right? That's what we're coming up this morning. Thank you so much for joining us every Saturday morning. We so appreciate you being part of House Smarts Radio. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, 877-2134-LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Danny in Arlington Heights. Hey, Danny, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Danny.
How you doing?
I'm well. What's going on?
Okay. I just have a grass seed question, Lou. I didn't have a pen and a paper to write it down. I had the lawn aerated, and I've got some brand new topsoil down. You had said which one was kind of the best and would grow in the shortest amount of time.
Well,
which one was that?
Okay, well, there's a couple. One is the company Jonathan Green makes this seed called Black Beauty. And their Black Beauty seed is a really good... it's kind of a blend. There's some Kentucky bluegrass in it, but it's a blend, and it's a really hardy seed that is more inherently going to grow deep roots. And the one that I've really been impressed by is they make a dense shade one. So I don't know what area you want to do it there, but if you've got it all scratched and ready to go, and you put that Black Beauty down there, you can get it at most nurseries or at your Ace, I think you'll get really good results with it. Jonathan Green Black Beauty.
How does that work for a southern exposure?
It's fine. You just need to get the right blend. So they'll have a sunny, a sunshade, the dense shade. So with that
heavy sun,
then you want the sun mix. And then the key with that is you've got to keep it watered, right? So when you're putting down that new seed, it's really important that you not water, and initially you want to water frequently the first few days, like 2-3 days, you want to hit it every day. But then after that, you want to do less watering, but more deeply. That's the real trick, is that you want the roots to grow deeper, and that's when you water fewer days, longer time frame, and that will promote root growth in the grass, which makes a healthier lawn. Let's see if we can get one more call in. This is Mike, who's in West Chicago. Michael, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. I've got some double-hung wooden windows that I need to do reglazing on. And I was wondering, on the outside, there's these aluminum storm windows that have probably been there for 50 or 60 years. But my question is, should I take the storm windows off and try to do the glazing with the windows, the wooden windows in place, or should I try to take the windows out from the inside of the house?
If they're traditional wood windows where, you know, it's a wood track inside there that you'd have to take apart the trim and do it all, I'd be more inclined to do that from the outside and take the storms off. Or even just remove, you know, you can probably leave the storm frames on and just take the sashes out so that you can access the frame of the window, cut out any of the putty that you have to, and then use a really good glazing compound that you want to. The trick with that is make sure it's warm, so put it in the sun so that it's nice and warm, because then it's more malleable when you're putting it on there and using that putty knife and drawing it across and getting a nice smooth finish. And then once that sets up, you can clean up the window, and then, you know, if you want to paint it down the line, you can do that as well. But I would leave it all in place, because I think that you'll open up Pandora's box as it pertains to trying to take those sashes out. I would just take the storm windows off, glaze it, let that cure, and then you can go back and paint it up. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right. We just have about a half an hour left in our show today. So if there's anything I can help you with, pick up the phone and give us a call. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. But right now, it's time for WGN Radio News.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, if you register to vote, they get there. Welcome back. 9:36 in the morning.
Then that time I went and said goodbye.
Lou Manfredini here with you. 877-213-4LOU. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Here I am, baby. Oh,
this is Pat in Arlington Heights. Hey, Pat, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I like what you say about luxury vinyl tile. And in my basement, it is divided into two rooms. One is carpeted, the other is a cement floor. And I am curious to know if you would recommend going to a flooring store to buy it and have it installed, or is this something that could be done by a handyman?
It's a really easy material to install. There's no question about it. But I think that it really all depends on your budget. You know, the thing is that if you go buy the material and then you would hire a handyman or woman to come in and put this in there, They certainly could do it. If you go to a flooring store, you might find a better selection. I mean, you could certainly buy it there directly, too. I mean, you know, one of the bigger flooring companies in the Chicagoland area is this Floor and Decor, and they have a really good selection of this product out there. 100% waterproof. It's really good-looking stuff. Some of the major manufacturers like Mohawk and Armstrong are all making it. There's a company called LifeProof that makes it that's very good. And it's really up to you from a standpoint of a budget perspective. You know, certainly there's handy people that can do this work. But if you've got a flooring contractor that has a lot more experience in there that is going to take the time to make sure that the floor is flat and there's no pockets and it's firm, you know, I would tend to advise you to go with people that have a little bit more experience with strictly flooring, just to make sure that you get the job done right.
And this involves moving a washer and dryer, and there's a drain tile in the floor, and a furnace room that has to probably have something done, not putting the floor in there.
Right.
That is
kind of cutting around it and then using some sort of transition.
And putting a threshold.
Right. I mean, if you're asking...
Flooring stores...
Yeah, Pat, if you're asking based on kind of what I'm hearing in your voice, I think that would be a wiser use of your money, because then you'd get a better job.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that opinion.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is the number. This is Madeline in Hickory Hills. Madeline, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning. Madeline? Hello, Madeline.
Good morning, Lou. Hi. I can hardly hear you.
Oh, really? I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, okay, great. My problem is, in my bathtub, I keep getting these little tiny black bugs. They're like the size of a speck of pepper. And I've poured like vinegar down the drain. That didn't work. I've been spraying it with Raid House and Garden, and I still see them.
Pat, are you doing a good job of scrubbing behind your ears when you're in the tub?
Okay. See, like my tub upstairs, I really don't use it. I go downstairs where there's the shower.
Got it.
But every week I wash the bathtub, so, not a lot of water's going down that drain.
Right. Here's what I bet you have going on there, is that you've got drain flies, that are living on the side of the drain. So
okay.
Where you have the tub, is there a stopper in that tub that, you know, you can close the water if you were going to fill it? Okay. And is it the type that you use your fingers to tighten it down, or do you have a lever on the wall of the tub?
No, you have to turn it with your fingers.
Okay. I want you to take a Phillips screwdriver, and if you can get down on your knees, if you hold up that little stopper and you spin it around, on the side, there's going to be a Phillips screw that holds that stopper in place. If you take the screwdriver in the side there and you loosen it a couple of turns, that entire thing's going to pull straight up and out, and that's okay.
Okay.
Now, I want you to buy at the hardware store something called a tube brush. T-U-B-E. Tube brush.
Okay.
Stick it in that drain and then take some... You have any pine saw at home?
No, but I can get some.
Okay. Or what do you have? Like Simple Green? Do you have a general cleaner at home that you use?
I use, basically Basic H from Shackley.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can use that too. Sprinkle that. Is it a powder or a liquid?
No, it's a liquid.
Pour that over the tube brush that's in the drain and start scrubbing it, okay?
Okay.
That is going to scrub the sides of that wall of that of the drain, because they're living on the side of that. It's built up of gunk and debris, and we need to scrub that away. Just pouring stuff down, that'll help the bottom of the drain, but not the sides. And you're going to see all kinds of gross stuff.
I see that point.
Right? Scrub it all done, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
Okay, well, I'll get my little screwdriver out then.
You got it. You've got your marching orders for the rest of the day. Thank you so much for calling. It's 9:42 in the morning. We will take a quick break and be back right after this. Let's go to and talk to George, who is in... No, George is not there. What happened to George? Two, all right. I don't know who Two is, but if
Wally,
you can tell me, Wally. Hey, Wally, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. One quick question and one quick story.
All right.
Question. Got a ranch house built in 59, basement, typical construction, cinder block, sump pumps, backups, generators, all that. We want to seal the floor. We're thinking about inlaid linoleum. But I'm afraid if we get water in Crown Point, you're never sure about that. Then I got a real problem. I heard thought about epoxy, but I've heard that may push that off also. So that's my question.
Okay, wait. You want to seal? Right now, it's just concrete.
Just concrete, yes.
And you just want to spruce it up and make it look nice, or what do you want to do down there?
Yeah, it's my workshop down there. But we spend a lot of time down there, laundry and all that, showers and everything.
Okay, but in other words,
it's really a clean basement, but I can't trust Crown Point. I got a check valve finally and took care of that problem.
Right.
So we'd like to hold down the moisture. We got humidifiers, dehumidifiers down there.
I mean, I talk a lot about this, but you know, this new click together luxury vinyl floor is 100% waterproof. And it would just lie on top of the floor that you have. And if it were
I put that in my kitchen.
Well, but if you put that in your basement, and you could even, if it's really not a, you know, if it's just more of I want to make it look a little nicer, you wouldn't have to spend a gazillion dollars on it, but you would have to buy something that says it's 100% waterproof. Literally,
okay,
Wally, if you got water in there, you could pick this floor up, hang it on a clothesline outside, and then bring it back down there and reinstall it.
Yeah, but I've got 1,200 square feet to my
No. I understand. But my point is, you could
I got it. Yeah.
You could put fans down there, dry it all out, and you'd be good to go. It would not buckle. It would not do anything like that, and it would definitely make the place look a lot nicer.
Okay, it sure would.
Yeah. And what's your story?
Thought. One quick story. I was born in 32, figure my age, after the war in 46. My dad was a builder. I always think of him when I think of you. We lived in Hammond, Indiana, and at the age of 15, I was a pro at, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Kinsel brick siding.
Oh, sure.
Remember that stuff?
I do remember that
we
stuff.
We did that, and we just go right down the block, house after house after house. No right. more painting, and I'm I was a real shark at that. But I thought you might appreciate that story.
Wow. And
I don't think we do that anymore. Then
no.
came aluminum siding, now we got the vinyl.
You used to do, you'd put the furring strips, right, and you'd nail it right onto the side of the house.
Oh, yeah. My dad was just like you. He did things right. His motto was, if you don't do things level, plumb, and square, everybody who follows you pays a price.
That is absolutely true. Boy, that is
just from the old school, but I thought you'd enjoy Insel Brick siding.
That's a good one. Thank you for your... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just telling you, and thanks a lot for the help on the basement.
You got it. I appreciate you calling. You know, it's funny where you're coming from as someone that put all that in there. So now I'm the generation of the builders where we took all that stuff down. And we were, you know, renovating and doing the buildings from there as well. All right. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. I was mentioning to you that, you know, after this show, I do a show in California now, too. And so this same phone number carries over. And so if there's something I can help you with there, as we're trying to, you know, introduce ourselves out there in California, you can still call the number, and even after 10 o'clock this morning, I can take your calls and answer any questions that you might have. You just won't hear yourself on the radio, but I will be able to answer you, and you'd be helping me out, because as we're starting out on a new station out there, it's certainly helpful to have callers and get people to know who you are, who I am, and what we're doing. And so anything I can help you with, just pick up the phone and give us a call at 877-213-4LOU, even after 10 o'clock this morning. All right, let's do this. We're going to line up a couple calls. Maybe we'll take a break a little bit early now, just so we make sure that we have enough time to finish stuff up. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
Now back to your host, your handyman hero, Lou Manfredini, and House Smarts Radio.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong.
Welcome back.
16 tons.
What do you get?
What do you get? Another day older.
877-213-4LOU is our number.
Don't you call me, 'cause I can't go.
This is Tom. Hey, Tom, we're going to send you a House Smarts Radio hat. Let me get this information because I have to read it. It is sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling, Chicagoland's premier design build company for kitchens, baths, additions, siding, windows, and you'll receive a $1,000 app gift card when you choose a kitchen full remodel by Cobblestone. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. The offer ends September 15th. How can I help you, sir?
Live in a house now for 30 years, and people before it's remodeled, and they put in a window seat and pushed out the siding a little bit. And it has two crank-out casements and then two permanent windows. And all of a sudden now we're getting water leaking in at the top of the window right in the middle. And I'm wondering, do I call a window person or do I call a roofing person to take a look at that?
Wait, I'm just trying to understand. So you have a window seat, meaning that there's like a, they built a little bay. You said it pushed out the siding.
Yeah.
You mean it, the whole thing was constructed and it's, and when I'm
when they remodeled the house, they did that.
Okay, yes. And when I'm looking on the outside, where this window, and then you said you've got the casements on either side, is it? Is there a little roof over the top, like a metal roof?
Well, no, they extended the original roof line, and then they
So it's under, like, the soffit of the roof above.
Yeah.
It doesn't, right? So it, okay.
Yeah. The gutter goes right along kind of like the top, and they put in some sheet metal on the top of it a little bit. There's like a 4-inch piece of sheet metal trying to protect it a little bit.
Right.
And we're getting water that's leaking in right in the middle of that roof up at the top. And we're trying to figure out, do we call somebody to take a look at the roofing?
Oh,
I went up in the attic.
Yeah. Go ahead. You went up in the attic.
For, like, if there was moisture during a heavy rainstorm we just had, coming down, you know, from a leak higher, and it's dry as a bone.
Hmm. See, what's interesting to me is the fact that if that roof extends over the top of it, if it was a driving rain, it would literally be have to hitting that window and kind of going up, wouldn't it be, because the roof overhangs it a little bit?
Yes, you're right.
So
yes.
then it makes me feel like more of a roofing issue and a flashing issue as opposed to a window issue over the top. So where are you calling from?
Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Oh boy, okay. So you you would find let me tell you, that is one of the cutest towns in the state of Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. That lakefront up there is just something else. And
yeah, they really are developing quite a bit of that now. It's really taken off.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. Yeah. So you need to find.
Yeah, I grew up in Lockport in the '60s. So I listen to WGN all the time.
Nice. Well, thank you for listening. Find a roofing contractor up in that area. If you can't find one, there's a great source called their National Roofing Contractors Association, NRCA.net. Thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Don Kleppen, Joe Brand, Bob Ferguson, Lindsay Smithwick, you the listener. Remember, you can still call at 877-213-4LOU for the next hour if you need some help. And I really do appreciate you listening. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. Stand by for WGN Radio News coming up next.